Governor David Ige is proposing an operating budget of $14.2 billion for fiscal year 2018, up more than $5 million from last year. In 2019, he's proposing $14.3 billion. His highest priority over the biennium will be public education and schools.
It includes the largest investment in instruction ever for our public school system, $28 million increased in the weighted student formula each year, and those are the funds that make it directly to the schools.
The governor is also proposing $800 million to build two new schools, as well as repair Department of Education and University of Hawaii classrooms and public libraries. The governor also said he has set money aside for wage increases for public workers in 14 labor union bargaining units, but did not specify an amount. He says he's monitoring State Council on Revenue General Fund projections.
The council had projected a 5.5% increase over last year in general fund revenues, and the year-to-date figure through November, so the first 5 months of the year, is less than 1% increase.
He's also investing $180 million in new housing projects and public housing improvements, $20 million for homelessness, and $68 million for environmental and sustainability projects. House Finance Committee Chair Sylvia Luke says general excise tax collections are flat and they constitute more than half of the state's revenues.
One of the things that we have tried to do is make sure that our revenues and expenditures are pretty much equivalent. Right now, the governor's budget is about $170 million over the revenues that we bring in, and that is a major concern.
Luke also says the governor's position of providing no information for public employee pay raises is not a good starting point for negotiations. Senate Ways and Means Committee Chair Jill Tokuda agrees. She says a fair pay raise is not zero. She also says funding for the Honolulu Rail Transit project, at least $3 billion short, will be a priority for lawmakers, but will not be fast-tracked because of the Federal Transit Administration's deadline.
I know that the FTA has set this date. I don't think that they were thinking necessarily, well, the legislature is in session, they've got conference in April, so why don't we give them to April 30th? I think first and foremost, our responsibility is not to the FTA deadline. Our responsibility is to the people in the process, and that's what I'm committed to.
The legislature will convene January 18th. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.